This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:58, down 6.5 on the open March, 8:55, down 10.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:60, unchanged on the open March, 8:72, unchanged May, 8:09, up 6.5, July, 6:64, up 6.75, September, 6:71, up 9 on the open. December corn opened at 3:40, up 0.25 on the open. March, 3:57, up 0.75. May, 3:66.5, down 0.5. July, 3:76.5, up 1. December of next year, 3:91, unchanged. March, 3:99.5, down 1 on the open. November beans open at 9:35, up 9.5 on the open. January, 9:51, up 9. March, 9:64, up 8.25. May, 9:70, up 8.25. July, 9:78.5, up 8.75. And November of next year, 9:23.5, up 7.25 on the open. October soybean meal open at 2:57.50. Up 2.80 on the open. December, 2.63.80, up 3.30. October soybean oil open at 38.30, up 32 on the open. December, 38.82, up 34. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 93.75, up 2.5 on the open. December, 96.30, up 5. February, 98.40, up 12.5. April, 98.50, up 7.5 on the open. October feeders open at 113.70, down 15 on the open. November, 113.75, down 15. January, 113.32.5, down 20. March, 112.25, down 10 on the open. October lean hogs open at 57.70, up 2.5 on the open. December, 59.40, down 7.5. February, 65.90, down 27.5. April, 69.25, down 25 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 87.50, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
The DTN really missed this open this morning. I don't think anyone had any idea that the market would take back in a turnaround Tuesday mode as strongly as it has. But you look at it right now, Dee's corn is up 7.25. The beans, the November up 21.5. And December wheat at the Board of Trade is up 12.
You know, we're really surging compared to what anybody had thought or any of the news out there, you know, as we continue to hear corn yields, Dave. We were talking to one of our customers in DeKalb County there. He just hauled in a field that was 227 at 15% moisture, hauled in across the scale. You know, we continue to hear yields like that in many, many places, and we find it hard to think going into the report that's going to confirm that. We're up 8.25 cents here this morning, but, you know, they're following the beans this morning. We're hearing that the commission houses and the funds were big buyers in the beans, and they're running the electronic trade, trying to hit stops because they know that the guys on the board and on the floor are watching that electronic trade, and they're really pushing, trying to run stops from there. But all in all, what a turnaround Tuesday it is, and maybe gives us a little chance to get back to some of the levels that we wish we'd sold at for our extra yield here today than what we thought we'd missed yesterday.
And do you think the commercials were in there buying the beans as well for coverage?
There was no mention of it when I talked to the floor a minute ago, but there is so much hidden with the electronic trade. We don't know that some of the commercials couldn't have been there and done that. So we won't rule it out. We're just going to say it hasn't been confirmed.
All right, then. You mentioned that the corn crop appears to be bigger. There are ideas out there that come Friday we could see a carryout approaching 2 million or maybe even a little bit more than 2 million bushels. The flat prices did register its lowest price since August 30th this week. What do we make of this market then heading to Friday and then shortly thereafter?
Well, I think today surprised the majority of people, myself included, Dave. I think that maybe, you know, if the beans will quit their, you know, will sort of stalemate around the 950 mark here, why we'll probably level off and trade in the 340 to 350 range basis, the Dease corn. I think we're going to be hard-pressed to push corn over 350 here before the report with all the numbers. But we must remember that most of the bearish news, as far as the corn yields are in, everybody is expecting a fairly sizable increase. And if it doesn't happen, of course, there are going to be some questions asked. But the big question mark out there is what's the government going to do with the bean yields? And, you know, we have our opinion that they should probably stay the same or be slightly increased. We're in the, you know, the slightly increased bracket, feeling the new market. But what will the government end up doing?
We're hearing rumblings, Wayne, that USDA may choose to lower the planted acreage on the beans.
And if that happens, of course, the yields could remain the same. And, of course, that would be that would take your final yield down, and that, of course, would be very favorable. And if somebody has, if that is the case, that's one of the reasons the beans are rallying today. You know, palm oil was up 50 ringgits overnight. That's one thing. The French wheat market was up 21 cents overnight. Jordan bought Russian wheat, 125,000 metric tons, and we broke through the resistance on the corn here to this morning, Dave. The support was at 335, and resistance was at 43 and three quarters, and we're at 45 and a half. So technically, it's a strong market today.
And even the crude oil is rallying a little bit at the moment. It's up 48 cents after being more than $2 down yesterday.
Right, and also the dollar that was stronger this morning has turned a tad weaker. So all of those things together, you know, it tells us the there's something going on. Now, we also, as far as the beans go, of course, you know, Mato Grosso is still dry in Brazil. There's nothing really forecast for heavy rains or normal rains there for the next week to 10 days. We think that the planting will go on there. Some say that's bearish. Others say are bullish. Others say it's bearish in respect that they'll plant all longer season beans there that generally tend to yield 3 to 4 bushels more.
How far along is the harvest in your area, and have you seen any change in the basis yet?
You know, the basis hasn't changed a lot. In our local area, we're probably 80% done with beans and probably 30% done with corn. As we go east of here towards Indianapolis, I don't think they're as far along as we are. They're probably 5 to 10% behind us. But as we go west of here, of course, the combines have been rolling a lot longer than we are here. So, you know, all in all, by next weekend, we're probably going to be in the second half of harvest most everywhere.
All right. A piece of advice for producers who are marketing today, please.
Oh, I think that basically along the lines we want to take a wait-and-see look here, but I think that this might offer us the opportunity to sell some of our extra crop that we hadn't planned on.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 870 up 5.5. March, 871 up 5.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 870 up 10. March, 882.5 up 10.5. May, 815 up 12.5. December corn, 345 and three quarters up 6. March, 361 and three quarters up 5.5. May, 372 and three quarters up 5.75. December of next year, 395 and three quarters up 4.75. November beans, 9. 947.5 up 22 now, 947.5 up 22, flickering back and forth. January, 964.5 up 22.5, March, 977 up 21.25, November, 934 up 17.75. October soybean meal, 262.30 up 760. October soybean oil, 38.35 up 37. At Keyser's two-state forecast today reads like this, mostly sunny, with highs ranging from around 70 in northwestern Illinois to 82 in the far south. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows ranging from around 40 in northwestern Illinois to 52 degrees in the far south. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with highs ranging from around 50 in far northwestern Illinois to 74 in the far south. Wind speeds today 10 to 20 miles per hour, higher gusts during the afternoon. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.